The news is read now by Jason Kennedy.
Thanks, Aisling. Dublin and Cork airport operator DAA has confirmed its chief executive, Kenny Jacobs, is to temporarily step aside from his role with the company. It comes amid widespread reports of a boardroom rift between Mr. Jacobs and members of the DAA board. Joe Caulfield reports.
In an email to staff last night, Dublin Airport Authority broke the news that their chief executive, Kenny Jacobs, would take some time out of the business. The message does not specify how much time Mr. Jacobs will take, but did recognise that the speculation and commentary surrounding their CEO on board had been unsettling. The development follows a comment by Transport Minister Dara O'Brien that he wouldn't sign off on an exit package of up to €1.2 million for Mr. Jacobs following a reported rift between the CEO and the board. Staff were informed that the recent appointment of Nick Cole as Deputy CEO ensures there will be continuity of leadership in Mr. Jacobs' absence.
Two police officers have been killed in an overnight explosion in the Russian capital, Moscow. Russian officials said the blast occurred as they approached a person who had been acting suspiciously. The explosion happened close to the site where a Russian general was killed earlier this week. Venezuela's ambassador to the United Nations, Samuel Moncada, has accused the United States of what he called the greatest extortion in his country's history. Mr. Moncada was speaking during an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council that was called to discuss the seizure of the US, by the US of tankers carrying Venezuelan oil. He described the US actions as worse than piracy. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro said his government received overwhelming support from the United Nations Security Council.
You see this strange piracy behavior that's being denounced at the United Nations? The Security Council is giving overwhelming support to Venezuela and the right to free navigation, to free trade. We'll continue to fulfill all signed contracts, regardless of circumstances, not only in oil, but in everything, including telecommunications and tourism.
The U.S. defended its military conduct in the region. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Michael Waltz, claimed that the Venezuelan government posed a significant threat.
Maduro's ability to sell Venezuela's oil enables his fraudulent claim to power and his narco-terrorist activities. The people of Venezuela, frankly, deserve better. These people who have suffered under Maduro's socialist dictatorship. It is the action and policies of the illegitimate Maduro regime that pose an extraordinary threat to our hemisphere's peace and stability, and to that of the United States.
In the United States, Democratic Party politicians have called on the Department of Justice to move more quickly in releasing all files related to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Suhas Subramaniam, a Democrat who sits on the Congressional Oversight Committee, is calling on the government to be held to account. He claims files are not being released because they make the US President Donald Trump look bad. Yesterday, at least 8,000 more files were posted online. They include an email alleging that Mr. Trump had travelled many more times on Epstein's private jet than had previously been reported. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. The Department of Justice said the volume of files it held made it impossible to release everything on time. It said it would continue to publish all documents that it was legally required to. There's been a fatal road crash in County Limerick in the early hours of this morning. The collision involving a car and a lorry happened on the N20 at Brewery at around 2 a.m. The driver of the car died at the scene, and there are no further details at present. The national charity Alone is appealing to people to check in on their older neighbours over Christmas. The organisation said Ireland's ageing population is driving unprecedented demand for its services and supports. Kate Carolyn reports.
Alone's staff have made more than 20,000 calls to older people ahead of Christmas to provide whatever supports they need. Its volunteers will deliver close to 2,000 dinners around the country on Christmas Day. Alone says demand for its services continues to grow annually, particularly among the 30% of older people in Ireland who live alone. The charity's chief executive, Sean Moynihan, said that with many services shut down or not available over the Christmas period, it can be a hazardous time for older people. He's appealing to people to check in on their neighbours, reach out, offer support, and not to assume that someone else has done it.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From the morning routines to cosy family moments, Grant has been bringing comfort to homes for over 45 years. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy this morning with patches of mist and sunny spells later. Today will be dry with highest temperatures ranging from 6 to 9 degrees. Aisling.